We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top of Lamed Zayin. We're in the middle of a sugya. We're there. The Gemara brought down that Braisa that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that for the sukkah, for the schach of a sukkah, it's only kosher with dal minim. It's only kosher with the four minim, like they use a tree from Esrig, or Lulav, or Hadas, or Rava. Those are the things that are kosher to use for schach. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And through that, Rava brought a riot to his alacha, that Siv and Ikra Dikla, called Minda Lulav. So the Gemara is a kasha. We're starting at the end of a line. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the top, at the end of a line, a mi. Mi om Rabbi Yehuda Arba minim in. Mi dechir loy. Is it possible for you to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only thing kosher for schach is dal minim, that and nothing else? But Taya went in a braisa. Sichcha ben asarim shal erez, shiyesh behen dal tfachim. The braisa says, what happens if you use schach with these boards that are four tfachim wide? Divrei HaKar Psula. Everyone knows this puzzle. And the Gemara before discussed why, maybe because the Xeris Tikra looks like a roof. But upon him, if it's four tfachim wide, it's puzzle. Ein bem dal tfachim, it's less than four tfachim. Rameya Paisel, Rameya holds puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, who holds kosher? And why do Rameya? Rameya is masking. She'im yesh mei nesil and esek, mei nesif. And between the boards, there's a room, the same amount of space to put kosher schach there. Shemaniach pesel b'neim, put kosher schach there, v'ksher, and it's kosher. So what's the question? That halacha is a sugi in the first parak. I'm not going back to that. But it says over here, Nesarim shel erez. And the whole shail is a four tvachim, three tvachim, but who holds kosher? Now, erez is like a cedar tree, and it's not kosher for dalminim. This is nothing. It's not a lulav, it's not a rabbis. Why is the sarim shel erez kosher? If Rabbi Yehuda holds you need dafka, the dalminim for schach, how are you allowed to use erez tree as schach? So that's Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, my erez hadas. Erez, it means hadas. Kedarabbar avuna. Because the Gemara is smart in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbar avuna is in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbar avuna, amir beirav, asora min arozim. There are 10 type of arozim. It says in the Torah, arozim, erez, there are 10 types. Shadam, it says in the Pasuk, etein b'midbar erez, shita, v'hadas, v'eit shemen. The whole Pasuk there. And one of them is hadas. You see, hadas is a type of erez. So here, when we're saying the sarim shel erez, we meant using a hadas tree, a myrtle tree using for schach, and it's one of the dalminim hadasim. So therefore, it's answer. It's not shver. The question was, it says sarim shel erez, it's not one of the dalminim. There is no, it is. There is erez is hadas, and it's one of the dalminim. Something more about it. Said in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda says, to do agad, you have to use the min, min of the dalaminim. It has to be, usually the min lulav is the easiest thing to tie it with, but it can't be a different min. Aramea says, a fill of a chut mashicha, you're allowed to use a piece of flax, a string made out of flax, you're allowed to use to tie your lulav. Tie it, this is also our Mishnah has this idea. So Aramea, maise v'kirish laim, shayo igdim es ulavayim b'gimayni yashozav. That in Yerushalayim, some of the chashav people in Yerushalayim used to tie their lulav with gold strands. So you see, even she'enei mina, even if it's not the same min, it's not the same species as the dala minim, you like to use it for tying the lulav. So amrulay, the Torah may, it's not a rhyme. Sham raya, but mino yo'ig demoy salmata. They really tied it lamata with the right min. And on top of it, they put zav. So like Rashi explains, what does that help? Because the agad was done with the something, the hechsher mitzvah, let's say if you're Rabbi Yehuda holds that agad is ma'akeh, was done with a lulav strand. This on top is a noy. That's not called tesefa. It's not called about toysef. If you're not doing it for hechsher mitzvah, you're just doing it to beautify it, that's not called about toysef. About toysef, you're doing something for a hechsher mitzvah. You're doing something for a mitzvah. Here, you're covering it with zav just as a hechsher mitzvah, and therefore, it's not a problem about toysef. Omalu Rabba Lahanu Megadli Heshana the Bereish Glusa. In days of Bavel, after the Beis Mikdash was Charev, they used to have something called the Reish Glusa. He was like the de facto king or nasi of Klal Yisrael. And in his house, he had hired with him, Rabbanim who did these things for him. Usually, a lot of times the Reish Glusa was Shikla Amaretz. And so Rabba told the people who used to make the lulav for the Reish Galusa, Megadli Hashana means the one who put it together. He put together the lulav for Reish Galusa. So Rabba told them gave him some little instructions. He got Lisa Shai Beres Glusa. When you tie up the lulav for Beres Glusa, Shai Beres Yad, leave a space on the bottom where you can hold on to the lulav directly. Kehechi deloy tahav chatzitza, that the agad should not be chatzitza. He's saying that when you tie it up, you should leave under the agad space where you can hold on to the lulav itself, to the lulav and the aravos, the dasm itself, because he holds that agad is not the mitzvah. He holds the rabbanim. Chalkes rabbanim who the agad is from the mitzvah. Who holds that agad is an essential part of lulav? So it's pasul. It's not a chatzitza. That's part of the mitzvah. But according to rabbanim, we learned through it a few times. It's not a essential part of the mitzvah. It's just a beauty. It's just beautifying. Even the regular agad is only just a zekeh levaveyu. And Rabbi held that was a hefsik, was a chatzitza between your hand and the lakicha of the lulav. You have to have a lakachta. You have to take the lulav. So he said, make sure the space under the agad, in order to hold on to the lulav, you don't have to hold on to the agad. Shari bevesya keich lo tahav chatzitza. But Rava said no. Rava Omar kol lina oisa in a chatzitza. Anything that's there to make it nice is not a chatzitza. It's not called a chatzitza. That's tzairuch of the lulav. That is not called a chatzitza, and therefore you're even allowed to hold it by the agad. And that's how we pass them. So even though, like, these days a lot of people take most people take a kishkol, you can hold on to the lulav by the kishkol, even though that it's a chatzitza. So it's not. Because that's making the lulav nice. Kol and oisa in a chatzitza. But I'm a rabbi.
Some people don't have.
What?
Is that like some people don't have?
Yeah, it could be, yeah. Could be one of the reasons. But I'm a rabbi.
You're supposed to be holding on to the tip of the lulav?
No, you're holding on to the lulav itself. But here the question was, if you're holding on to the agar, it's a chatzitza between your hand and the lulav. But you don't hold the dominant tip. Now, Vama Rabba, the linker in a sheshana besudra. You shouldn't wrap the. This is the pashup shot. We'll speak at Tarsus soon. But when you're taking the lulav, you shouldn't wrap it with a sudar. You shouldn't wrap the sudar and hold on to the lulav that way. The beina lekicha tama of leka. Because you need a lekicha, a good lekicha, and you're missing a lekicha over here. So Tarsus speaks out, forget about lekicha tama. What happened to chatzitza? So Tosfos answers that it's like, so Tosfos has two terutzim. One terutz is that here it's like a glove. You didn't wrap the lulav with a suda. You wrapped your hand with like a glove. And then it's not a chatzitza because like the glove is bottled to your hand. And then you're holding on to the lulav. You're holding on to the lulav. What? We'll see in a second how you pass it. We'll see how a second how you pass it. But here you can wear a glove and you hold on to the lulav. That's, you shouldn't do that because that's not like kicha tam. I'm not holding it directly. I'm holding it with my glove is in between. That's one pshat taisus. Why it's not a chatzitza? The other pshat taisus is what?
Why would
it's not a chatzitza.
The glove is
chatzitza.
No. It's putting on your hand. It's not a chatzitza.
Yeah, it's on your hand.
The glove is your hand.
The glove from your hand. Both the hand.
The glove from your hand.
Come both the hand.
Yes, it's a glove.
No, don't do it. Come both the hand. And
is that it? That's not access. Yeah, you would be able to, except you have a
zera. Zera might carry it. Yeah.
But now, that's
going to
be a lot of gear, a lot of wear gloves.
So the other pshat is, the doesn't like the pshat, so the Taisus talk agrees to the she doesn't like the pshat. It means another pshat that the case was here that the suda was not covering the lulav at all. It was made as like a handle for the lulav. You attached a suda to the bottom of the lulav, and now you held the lulav ayadei the suda. With the handkerchief, you held a lulav. It was like, look at it like a base yad, like a little holder. Like, lahavdil elva avdolos, the people have these holders for their cell phones, you know, these like holders, like these selfie holders. Picture you had that stick to hold a lulav. So here, nothing was between you and the lulav. The lulav is beautiful. It's sitting there beautifully on there. Nothing's blocking it. But I'm holding it at the dava achad. That's the case of suda. Use a suda as a holder for a lulav. That's his last chapter. Look at Tosfos at the end of the Bina. He says, Yeshlomi, the Mayrish Osim and Asuda, Kimim Beis Yad Lulav, Vein Shayach Kang Chatzisa, Shekhoa Lulav, Chutz, Miyodoy, Va'uchse Beis Yad, Aboilet, Tanasim and Asuda. You're holding it with the Beis Yad. That's Tosfos' second chapter. So Rabbah holds, this is a problem. Why? Not because Chatzisa, because the Kicha Tama. But Rav Ama, Lekicha Ayde Dava Achar, Shema Lekicha. Rav says it's not a problem because Lekicha Ayde Dava Achar is called Lekicha. If you hold something, Ayde something else, with a handle, let's say, if you touch the second shot, so that's not called a problem of Lekicha Tam. He argues with Rabba. Either if you're wearing a glove or if you're holding it, if you touch the first shot or second shot, you're holding it with this handle, it's not a problem of Lekicha. And in Shulchan Aruch, he passed like touch the second shot, it says like this. Im also, the Shulchan Aruch Tav Reish Aleph says Zayin. Moshe wants to know Lachal Ma'ase. Says like this: Im Asa Beis Yad V'Nasa Bar Lulav V'Natalei. You made a Beis Yad and you put the lulav in it and you held it. Shapur Damei. Lekicha De Davachas Shmol Lekicha. Uvachi Derech Kavod. because you're not lulav bekli unutaloi, but you put it into like a keli and they took it like that, lo yotze, it's not derech kavod. Vim karach lulav suda, if you wrap the suda around it, unutaloi, or is it karach suda al yod unutaloi, yes, oimen lo yotze. Some say not yotze, as Tosis's second pshat holds the first pshat not yotze, then definitely not yotze. Hagav nogla hachme lahasir at tefillin, but tabayis miyadis. The minig is, when you shake lulav, you shouldn't be wearing tefillin, or for those who wear tefillin on chalamoid, and tabois or rings, you shouldn't wear a ring either. Tabois v'yadam. Av Medina ain lachos hoil ve'ain kol yad mechasben. Lemaisi says Medina is not a problem. Akbonim, that's the lachos of a kicha davacha. So I'm a rabba.
So there's a lot of poskim that hold these days, right?
Yeah.
Why do we all use that?
What? No, the koshkol is not the same thing. Koshkol is l'noisai. That's the gemara before. That's to make it beautify. Here, the suda is the case. It's not making it nicer. It's just a way to hold the lulav. That's where it's a problem. The halacha I just read is
anybody that uses that cuticle, whatever.
Cuticle, yeah, it's making it nice.
People
of course,
I only use it because it's like convenient.
No, it makes it nice. You try a little better. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, you're doing it because of Aga. You're doing it because your father does it, and the reason is because he does it because it's Aga, and it's because it's beautiful. That's why it makes it nice. So I'm a rav. How do we know? How do we know this idea? That's how we learned in the Mishnah. Eizoiv kotze. So here we're talking about, Rashi explains, we're talking about the Para Aduma. By the Para Aduma, they mixed together ashes with water, and that became the water of the Para Aduma, and then you had to bring it to the Tommy Digger person and he spritzed on him. Had you transport it, so they transported it in these tubes, these hollow tubes made out of reeds that were Makabal Tuma, and they put the water inside, deep into the hollow tube. Like, look at the hollow tube, and then the middle of it was the water, and that's how they transported it. Now, how'd they get it out? They spritz it on a person with an azayiv, with a type of leaf there, so they spritzed on what? A hyssop, they spritz it onto the person. So they used to stick the azayiv into the pipe to remove the water and spritz it onto someone. So azayiv kotzer, so let's say it's too short. Let's say Ezeiv is too short. What do you do? Mesafkoi bechut, you attach a little string to it, uva kush, or a straw. Machul has a picture. I wonder if it has a picture. Ezeiv kotzer, mesafkoi bechut, you attach a chut to it, uva kush, or a straw, v'toivil, and that's how you dip it in. Umayla, you pull out the hyssop with the water on it, with the mechatas in it. V'oiches be'ezeiv, and you grab onto the Ezeiv, v'mazeh. Now Rashi explains that be'etzem you can use a string for that. Just it won't be accurate. Your spritzing won't be accurate if you don't grab onto the ezer itself. So that's why you grab onto the ezer itself. So to get the water, you attach a string and you stick it in. Then when it comes out, you grab onto the ezer itself. So umazit. So amai. So the Mars Kasha is, how can you do that? How can you use a string attached to the ezer to spritz? To dip it in, how do you use the string attached to dip it in? Am I? But lokach batav al rachman says you have to take the ezer and table it. It sounds like lokach. Elav shvayim no lekicha davachas shmal lekicha. You see me lekicha davachas shmal lekicha. Great thing, more am I? What's the raya? Dilma shani hoshav kivin the chaber guvud damin. Since you mechaber the string to the ezer, it's like the thing itself. So it's not called lekicha davachar. Elam yehocha from this following pasuk, not this following halacha in the brayso. Nafal mishaferis a shaykes. The halacha is that you always have to mix the water with the efer. We read the case before, we're talking about this already, it was made already, mechatas. How do you make mechatas? The paraduma. You take ashes from the paraduma and you mix it with the water, the mayim chayim, the spring water. So you first put spring water into the keli, and then you take the ashes and you dip it into the, and you let it go into the keli. Now, it was also in a tube, the ashes, and you put it into the shaykes. It fell in by itself as possible. Ha piloy, if you put it in on purpose with das, who kosher? Am I? You're using this tube to dip it in. It's I to lock on asa. It says you take the afer and you put it in. Om Rahmana. Allah Shmaminal Kicha Yavakha Shmalakicha. So you see, even the Kicha Yavakha Shmalakicha. That's what the Gemara is saying. Rosing arrived for Paraduma, that even if you do Lakicha Yavakha, it's called Lakicha. The Rishash has a question here. Now, why is Araya to Lulav? Lulav says, Lakachtem, Lakicha Tama. Here it doesn't have a kachdem, it just says a lokach. That's the Rishash's kasha. And he tries to answer maybe because we learned out Paraduma from Parshas Bo, by the Pesach, where there it says, Lakachtem Be'ezoy. But then he says, what do you do about Efer Chatos? That's definitely is not learned from Lakachtem. In which of the Kasha, the Sfasem, it says, different territories. This is a Shtikla Ora. What's the Raya, the Kichedo Acha, from Paraduma to Lakachtem of Sukkah?